It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker State is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Yes, listeners, that means Ross is here. Located only a few miles from Beaver Stadium, the convenience and value of renting an RV for a Penn State home game is something every Nittany Lion fan should consider. Every RV that's rented until August 30th will include a free meal from the folks at 409TailgateClub.com. Also, for the home opener against Idaho, anyone that's at the RV lot, dress up your Penn State tailgate. The best one's going to win a prize. The best looking tailgate on the lot Saturday will be declared the winner. And don't forget, for the second game against Buffalo, that's a night game. So make your night game experience stress-free by staying overnight with GoPSURV.com. For more information, visit their website, GoPSURV.com, or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. All right, I got it all in, gentlemen. Tucker's tape this week. We're going to talk about offense. We're going to do our season previews because Ross is here. All three of us are together, so we may as well do the season. Ross won't be here next week when they preview the, what are they, a 40-some point favorite against Idaho?
I think you can probably pick a number.
Yeah, so we're going to do our 2019 season preview. We're going to do the offense in Tucker's tape, and then quarter four, we're going to do the defense. So I'll get us started. I have, correct me if I'm wrong, but I can be wrong because it's a numbers thing. I have four as the number of returning starters: Michael Mennett, Steven Gonzalez, Pat Freiermuth, and KJ Hamler.
I mean, I think Will Fries. Did you mention Will Fries? He made a pretty significant.
Will Fries is a returning starter.
Okay.
So I think that's about right.
Yeah, I knew.
It's okay.
Four or five. That's okay. Where we're at. So what position do we want to start at? Let's start at the quarterback position.
I think you have to. And let me just say this first of all about GoPSURV.com.
Sure.
Nice.
It's here.
It's here.
Tailgating season is here.
It's here.
Drinking season's here. Eating season's
it
here.
It never left, Ross.
Our buddy Mike finally paid off on his bet and brought wings and pizza. I think it's called Mother's or Grandmother's, Palumbo's.
Palumbo's Grandmother Pizza.
I just crushed four slices.
Square slices,
of
by the
Palumbo's
way.
Square slices.
Never had
during
a chance.
Segment number one, and was so into the pizza that I wasn't going to comment in segment one until the patrician thing. By the way, it sounds like he's not on scholarship. Not that anybody really cares that much, but it sounds like he's not on scholarship, which even better for Pitt. You get a guy to come in and just drop knowledge, and you get a guy that was that highly recruited as just a walk-on. So,
sounds like a Narduzzi special baby.
When you lose 51-6, these are the things you got to do.
It's true. That's true.
All right. So, by the way, I don't know if you guys told the audience. I didn't get a chance to listen to you, but I'm the Eagles TV analyst for the preseason games. And so, a couple weeks ago, I wanted to come in, but I totally lost my voice. It was brutal. Somehow I got better during that first game against the Titans, but it wasn't good. So anyway, and then last week I was in Jacksonville, so I couldn't come in. And next week they play at the Jets. So glad I can be here. Glad I can be of service. I'm a huge fan. Love the Adam Brenneman thing
that
we're adding to the Keystone Sports Network portfolio. That kid's a stud. Awesome. So let's start with Penn State's offense. I let me just in general, right? I feel pretty good about running back.
I do too. I feel
pretty good about wide receiver. I feel pretty good about tight end. I think the obvious questions are really probably the offensive tackles and to some extent the right guard, but the offensive tackles and the quarterback. And we really don't know. And I would emphasize also quarterback depth. I still can't believe that Trace McSorley never really got hurt. I mean, he got hurt, but he never missed a start.
Never missed a start, hardly ever missed a snap.
And, dude, he took some vicious shots.
Yeah.
That kid was so beat up last year at times. It clearly, I thought, was his worst of his 3 years as a result. They ran him so much because of the drops and just because they needed to move the football. So, quarterback depth, my point is quarterback depth's important. You have a starter who hasn't shown, and it's Sean Clifford, by the way. I don't know why they're waiting to, like, I mean.
He knows.
I would be shocked if it wasn't Sean Clifford. Like, that would shock me.
Yes.
And I guess they're trying to keep it a secret from Idaho. I mean, I don't know. Is this like an Eric Mangini Jedi mind trick?
I just think they're trying to encourage Levis, and I also want to give him, you know, once you make the decision, then he doesn't get as many reps. I just think they basically have two scrimmages to start the season. So I think they're really trying to get them both in a way.
Who's week two, Buffalo?
Yeah.
It's a good thing for them that the quarterback
that's
went
why
pro.
I said, yeah. That's why I said.
Because that could have changed. Yeah. That would not have been a scrimmage if that quarterback was still there. I can promise you that much. So I don't know really what else there is to say about Clifford other than the early returns have been promising. He is very bright. I can remember when we interviewed him, he might have been a junior in high school. Certainly wasn't older than senior high school. We interviewed him here on the Keystone Sports Network. By the way, other people don't do that. We do that. We're the first person that ever interviewed Sean Clifford probably in his life. And we had him on as a junior in high school. And I was immediately impressed by just kind of how he handled himself, how he conducted himself, the professionalism. You could just tell he was a kid that got it. And compare and contrast that, okay, to a young man that now is in Starkville, Mississippi, who sends me tweets when you guys post that I say I don't know if he'll start there, and like does emoji tweets and has his dad as his spokesman, even though he's, what, 23 years old? I mean, I'm more impressed with how Sean Clifford acted as a 16-year-old than Tommy Stevens as a 23-year-old, if we're just being honest about it.
Right.
So that's what it is. So I think if nothing else, Penn State has a very poised, mature kid at the position. But he also got hurt as a senior in high school.
Correct.
I think almost as worrisome or as much of a question as how well Clifford will play will be what can he do in the run game and what's their depth like? Like, what if something happens to him? I know they say, James said Levis looks like Troy Aikman. Well, looks don't do a whole lot for you when you're out there in the Big Ten against some of these teams. So that is a big thing. All this talk about how much Clifford's faster now, it sounds like he's going to run more. I hope he knows to get down. I hope he knows to slide. This isn't high school anymore. You don't want to take those shots. But quarterback, obviously a question mark. Running back. Between Ricky Slade, Noah Kane, my guy Devin Ford, and Journey Brown, I think they'll be fine.
I
really do. I don't know if any of them are as good as Miles Sanders.
I don't.
But I think as a group, it'll be more of a running back by committee, and I think they'll be fine there. They're young but talented. Running back is a position where experience doesn't really mean all that much. Wide receiver, take everything I just said about running back. And it's pretty much the same, other than Hamler and Dotson have some experience. But with Hamler and Dotson, and I heard what you guys are saying about Shorter, that's a little concerning. But also Daniel George, I think they'll be fine there. Even guys like Hippenhammer and Sullivan Brown for depth and Chizena, you know, they've got guys there. Tight end, I feel really good about Freiermuth. They've been praising Bowers. I liked him ever since I saw him dunk, but, you know, he's been hurt. But it seems like they like Bowers. Gonzalez and Mennett, known commodities. Hopefully they take the next step. I actually feel okay about right guard. I think whether it's Thorpe or Miranda, they're going to be fine. It's tackle because it's such an important position.
Right.
And you're going against dudes like Chase Young from Ohio State and other guys like that. I just want to see Will Fries take the next step. And let's see what Walker has. He's got all the physical ability, all the talent. But from my experience in the NFL, I've seen guys with oodles of physical ability that stink. And I've seen guys that don't have that much physical ability, but they know how to get it done. I'm glad for Penn State that the first two games are Idaho and Buffalo, especially for Rasheed Walker, I'd say.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light bleed blue and white. drink blue and light. All right, it's quarter number two. Tucker's Tape brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We're doing our season preview, talking about Penn State's offense. I want to just ask real quick, following up on the first two games, right? I think the first two games, you're going to you watch the quarterback. You're going to watch the wide receiver. But watch the offensive line. You're going to learn more about where this offense is going, in my opinion, by the two tackles, learning what the tackles can do, Rasheed Wallace in particular. How much do they have to help him? How much can he handle on his own? Do they need a tight end of the chip? Do they have to slide the guard over? Does the back have to help him a little bit? I think he's got eight quarters of evaluation to learn what you have to do with him starting as your left tackle moving forward, more than anything else,
and,
I think.
And to your point, they're going to beat those teams. They're going to beat them by a
Correct.
Lot. But if you're looking for something to watch other than Sean Clifford, you want to see the blue jerseys knocking the white jerseys back. Like you don't want them to, you know, it's great if Hamler makes an 80-yard catch and run. It's great if Devin Ford, my guy, takes it to the house. I'm making it very clear early on here. If Devin Ford's good,
we weren't aware that you were a big Devin Ford
full,
guy.
I want full credit if Devin Ford ends up being really good. If he stinks, then he had
you get
some
full credit.
No, if he stinks and you guys bring it up, I'm gonna go with he had some type of academic or family issues that were. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, but I think it's really important that the offensive line is dominant. You want those guys to be dominant. That's when Penn State's had their best teams. The O-line's usually been pretty good, and in games early in the season, they don't even let teams like this hang around. They just absolutely smash them up front.
Any bold prediction, Bob?
Real quick, just remember, just remember who the tackles won against all spring and summer, the defensive
ends. That's a good point.
So I think I feel a little bit better about the tackles just because of that. My bold prediction, I don't know if you guys think it's bold prediction. Noah Kane is going to lead the team in rushing touchdowns this year. That's it.
That's bold.
That's bold.
He's a true freshman. I think that's bold.
Yeah, kind of, but he's like the only back over 205.
I qualified it by saying I don't know if you guys are going to buy it.
He's clearly the banger.
First
back.
Of all, he's not your guy, Ross.
That
he's
wasn't quite. That he's wasn't quite an Andy Shay. I think Sean Clifford leads the team in passing yards this season.
I got one,
prediction.
And it's about Sean Clifford.
I'm going to say that Pat Freiermuth is first team All Conference tight end.
All right, I am going to say that Sean Clifford will own one of Penn State's single-season passing records when it's all said and done.
Ross, that was not a bold prediction.
Hold on a second. Just so,
that was not a bold
prediction. Just for this year?
He will when this year when the this
single
year's
season.
Over he will
okay.
own a single
because that could have been 2 years from now, Andy.
No, this season he
okay.
will own one of their
all right,
single-season
well,
passing.
Not a bold prediction, Ross.
All right, that's it for quarter two from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.